Well, good evening to our VBS listeners. We welcome you to the Wednesday night call of question and answers. We're doing this as simulcast, and at this time, we're still getting callers coming in. Please stand by. Good evening, callers, and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Mike, Dayton, Ohio.
Hi, Mike. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Rick, Iowa City.
Hey, welcome to the call this evening. Anyone else? Well, good evening and welcome to the call.
We got up to four.
Hi, Marilyn from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi there.
I heard Marilyn. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
Do we have any other callers who'd like to say their name and location?
Hi, this is Terry in Denver.
Hey, welcome to the call. How are you this evening?
Good, thank you.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
You know, Terry, you're my favorite Terry.
Thank you.
I know. I love them all, but I love Terry.
Yeah, I agree.
She's our special one. Our special angel.
Yeah. Well, good evening and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
This is Terry in Boulder City.
Hey, welcome to the call, Terry.
Thank you.
Terry must be a spiritual name. Somebody on the call with Terry.
That's
good evening and welcome to. Good evening and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Only if you want to.
I agree. Only if you want to. It's all about free will.
All right, here we go. I think we're ready to start. Okay.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
And Donna, are you there? Donna?
Yes, I'm here. I had to unmute.
I was just checking. You know, Heiss gave you all the moderator codes, right?
He didn't give me anything. I don't have a computer.
But when you call in, did he give you different numbers to use to call in?
No, he did not.
Okay, I got to call you. We have to check in because if for some reason, let me just unmute everybody. If the reason it's important for you to call in on the moderator code, just
I'm here.
If no one is on, if no one checks in as a moderator, then no one else can check in. All they get is the music. And if for some reason, like a week and a half ago, we had this problem where Terry and I were on the road, and we were not. We checked in, and I started a replay. But
right.
Then we got on the road again, and because I wasn't on or Terry wasn't on, and you didn't have the moderator code, it kept cutting everybody off. Okay.
Yeah.
You follow? That's why it's just like it's like six numbers, but it's just a different six numbers that gives you a certain control, even from your phone, of the call. Okay.
Oh.
In other words, you can mute people from your phone. You can stop the dings from when people are checking in. So I'm just reminding myself to keep you reminded before the Sunday call, just in case. Chances are it won't be important, okay? But just in case, get the moderator code, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
And then we have here, let me see just a second. Raven, can you unmute your phone?
Star 6.
Raven? Hello, Raven.
Can you hear me?
Raven, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. Rhonda, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Aren't you in Taos?
Yes, I am.
So, I'm going to... Raiden is in Taos also, okay?
Yes, he is.
You probably already don't like each other, I can tell. But
oh, no, we know. We're good friends for many years.
Oh, you know each other. Oh, okay. Did Raiden introduce you to our calls?
Yes, he did. He's the one who told me about him.
All right. Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to. I thought you randomly came in from Taos. So I unmuted you both, and I wanted to introduce you. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Raiden, for introducing Rhonda. And I'm going to mute you all again. And
when you have my phone number?
I have your phone number, I believe so, okay?
Okay, but, remember, this is 12-6.
Okay. In fact, I can see it here, right?
Yeah.
Does it have the 406-788?
Yep, that's the one.
Okay, got it. All right. Okay.
All right.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
So this is... wait, I better start the recording here. Let's see. We're only 7 minutes.
This conference is being recorded.
This is July 1st, 2015, and Wynn and Terry still in Denver, Colorado, and Donna in Great Falls, Montana, and Hives is on the road for a week, and all of you everywhere. And we have some great questions for tonight, and I want to thank all of you for being here and supporting this, what would we call it? This little portal opening into higher dimensions, into a new way of understanding the way things work, and a voice of a group soul, two group souls, that have been working with our planet for millenniums, and very rarely do they get such a clear channel to be able to communicate verbally to all of us. Let's see. Terry, you're not ready. I'm not ready. Terry and I did a show last weekend, and both of us are really, really tired. It's really tiring to do shows. They're fun when we do them, but it seems like, at least for me, we pick up so much energy from all the people at the show. And at the show, we look like we're glowing light bulbs. At least I do. I get really expressive, and I have fun. But after the show is over, I'm a mess for a couple of days. So we're still unmessing ourselves. Terry, anything you'd like to say?
No, it's very draining to... put out all that energy at a show. But it's wonderful when you're doing that to meet the people and everything.
Okay. Can't hear you, Wynn.
Father, Mother, God. Is that better?
No, you sound far away.
Is that better now?
Yes, it is.
I'm getting an echo.
Well, the echo is because we're both in the same room. And when I talk, it picks up on your phone as well.
Now, when I talk, I hear an echo too.
Yeah. Well, I can mute, which if you mute your phone, then you won't hear an echo here. I'm going to try to stand here and mute you, okay? Okay, you're muted now, and I'll try to unmute you when you're talking, so you don't have to worry about it, okay? Do you follow?
I still hear an echo, though.
Well,
can I go to the car?
I don't know if you might end up getting disturbed.
Yeah.
People walking out there. Let's try it. We've done this before in the car, and it's worked, okay? And I can mute myself when you're talking, all right? So let's try it. If something goes wrong, we'll have to fix it, okay? Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerns. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through our solar system, through the outer energies of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection amongst all of us present while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything, none of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is Ra'an. And we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. It is a special moment in time and space when we can talk to everyone that is with a sound of the voice, either then or later or whenever. And it is a special connection, like a connection from a high realm to a high frequency realm to a lower frequency realm. It is like connecting to stations, and we are bringing our love, and we shower our love over each and every person who is listening. Sometimes it seems very lonely, we know, to be in the lower frequency bands. It seems like being alone. And we want you to know that we are here and we are connected. Do you have a question?
Yes, we do. And thank you for being here. And first question is from Maurice in New Haven County, Connecticut. And we know the Elohim are connecting.
Anyway, you are two versions of everything that we hear you in the room, and we hear you through the earphone.
And it's delayed. I would suggest try turning down the volume on your earphone or on your telephone so you just hear me in the room. Can you try that? Just a moment. Testing 1, 2. Is that better?
Can you hear me?
Wait a second. You are muted. Okay, now talk. Go ahead.
All right.
We hear you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. So,
Maurice.
Do the Elohim connect directly with souls in higher dimensions in the same way as they connect in the third dimension? And Maurice notes that he was in touch with us when we lived in Philly, and there were only 30 listening to the calls. I don't think I was in Philly then, but he was living in Philly. In any case, we know we have an unusual connection with the Elohim in this dimension, and it's verbal, and it's light, both. And in higher dimensions, do the Elohim connect also, and do they use both modes of connection?
Thank you. We do connect in the higher modes, and it is at the speed of light, and we connect in a mathematical language. When we talk to the realm in the earth plane, we have to step down the frequency. We have to have our translation team move it from the ultra fast language of light into those much slower frequencies of the earth plane. And we have a translation team particularly for that aspect. So it is like going through a step-down transformer and a language translation into concepts that are understood in your realm. In our realm, we speak in mathematics at the speed of light. Much is understood in mathematics, very deeply understood, as all of the connections are mathematical and hooking up of different frequencies and building of different concepts, not based upon verbal language, but based upon mathematical language. And in the language of mathematics, you can get much more sandwiched in that speaks volumes. All of the realms, all of the relationships of frequencies are included in formulas, and they are understood telepathically as we speak to one another, and we transfer data as we're downloading data. Say we have a package of data that is mathematical equations that describe the phenomena in all of its subtleties, and we transfer that to the other
as a download, and they immediately get it. Things go very fast where we are, and we have to step down and go very much slower when we interface with the third dimension and your realm. One of the things, the advantages of being in your realm is that lessons can be learned at a slower rate, and experiences are connected with the lessons, and the aspects of space and time within your location are interfaced with, even though you do not realize it. Your positioning on Earth and the connection with the stars is all interfaced. It is mathematical, but you are so used to it, you do not sense it is at the speed of light, but you are working with a multitude of input points, and these all need to coordinate, and it is through these connections that you learn lessons in your life. Thank you.
Thank you. Great, great, great answer. Thank you. Thank you to the person that submitted that question. And the next question is from Gael Mion. Mion sounds French, but she is in London, England. And she had asked a question previously where she asked, what soul group was she a member of? And the answer was that she belonged to a soul group similar to the Ra group. And it is in between frequencies of the Ra group and the Elohim group. And so she had more questions about her particular soul group. And questions are, does it have a name or place of origin? Since it's similar to the Ra group, is it made up of ascended souls? In terms of densities, and when you talk of frequencies, is it in terms of densities or male or female frequencies? And does this soul group have a specific function or task that they fulfill in the universe or on Earth? Thank you.
Thank you. There are other soul groups besides the Ra group and the Elohim group, and yours was derivative of another earlier time wherein the race that developed on Earth was speaking a different language and had, because of that, cultural differences. So it started with members of a group in the Pyrenees, and these members developed their cultural differences. So then the ones that went to the other side graduated, they began to develop a home energy for the people that passed transition within their group. And
they, because of their coaching developments being slightly different than some of the other groups like the Elohim and the Bug, they welcome members when they pass on, and they help them to reorient, and then they interface with other areas such as the heavenly ground, which is made up of angelic sources, which have facilities for debriefing, and they work with them in your soul group when you move into transition, can help as an interface you to transition then higher. It is similar to the Ra group, but it is another interface, and it is possible to go from the soul group that you are part of to transition into the energies of the Ra group. There are many choices when a person transitions. Do they have a name? We see that the name is a more of a French or another language type name. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question here is from Rick, and this was our headline question for today. The question, let me get down to it here. Well, I remember what it is. The question is there such a thing as mermaids? And when I sent the email out today, I mentioned that historically in our backlog, there are many, many reports of animal people that and in fact, in the story of Rata, which we've referred to many times, but Rata was an early incarnation of Edgar Cayce, you know, in Egypt. And there were many beings coming over from Egypt, and that there were these temples of healing, which the Ra group was apparently participating in. And in many cases, there were beings of half man, half animal, that were being fixed in some way. So you can ask the short question of Rick about mermaids, and the longer question is, are there situations of animal men, people, that are part of the evolutionary path and development of our planet, or were they, in most or all cases, situations of genetic engineering? Thank you.
Thank you. There were most in all cases, or all cases, not all, but most cases, they are the result of genetic engineering, where the individuals on Atlantis were attempting to create man animals to mix genetics, to see what they could come up with, if they could enhance the senses of the human. The mermaid was
Australia. It was a more of a figment of an imagination to bring in a half-dish-half woman. And they did try, and it was a failure at survival.
Thank you. Are there any incidents of these genetic experiments that have actually procreated and are still alive today?
Yes, there are. And to reach that, it goes back earlier to about 350 million years ago. There were intense genetic experiments to create different animals and different life forms, different plants, and that is the answer.
Thank you. We have a question here from Leslie in Phoenix, and she has recently discovered our work and has had a lot of epiphanies in her beginning study of our material. And she has an experience that she is trying to clear of recent times. And I'll just read her email to me. And I recently had an abortion. I've been praying to God to give me something to live for many months before I found out I was pregnant. However, upon discovering my pregnancy, I knew in my heart that having a child was not going to fulfill my void, and I feel that this experience was to be as it turned out. At the end of it all, the void was filled with self-love and a true sense of authenticity and confidence. It was painful, yet enlightening. It also led me to spontaneously move to Arizona, where I met Wynn. The father of my unborn child, Randy, is a beautiful soul that I had hoped to build a long-term relationship with. But after our experience, he had a breakdown and even tried to end his life. We remain friends, and I support him as much as he will allow. My questions are, was this soul, the unborn child, brought into my life to awaken me to self-love and my authentic gifts? Is there a negative karma coming to me, or am I fulfilling a karmic debt because I terminated this soul? I love this little soul so much. She was a gift. But is she okay with my decision? Is Randy going through a massive awakening, facing his darkness, before he can experience his light? We're probably not going to answer all of this. I'm just going to let our sources give it 5 or 6 minutes to see what is most important. Have Randy and I had many lives and fulfilling some kind of karmic debt between us? And I know it's a lot to answer, but those are my questions. So if I was going to just make it short, let me see, in my word, I'm saying, first of all, you know, perhaps if there's, you know, any, if the child can have a connection with the Elohim, probably to help free itself of any sadness from being terminated. And can Leslie have a clearing of any negative karma about this? And that just can all this situation that was somewhat seemed very dark and negative, can it have a positive outcome? Okay? And I turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. You did not terminate the soul. You terminated the body. And the individual is still around is needs some direction. In that the individual had chosen you and Mandy, and the individual does not feel anger or distraughtness. The individual loves you each very, very much and wishes you to move into your own full development, each of you, and is loving you from their position. And the soul is not the body, and the soul is very much a friend and is very much loving to each of you. And if the soul is granting you free will and would not have wanted you to have the baby if you felt that it was not right, because it would only be right when you were prepared to take care of the soul. So the soul is sending you infinite love and infinite wishes for you to terminate any guilt with it, and is thanking you for the brief interaction, and it has helped the soul to even start the process, and appreciate you very much and Randy very much for the opportunity to start the process, and now, having started that process, can, with more grounding, find another but another parenting situation, and maybe choose someone that is more ready but will be grounded within having started the process once now, a bit able to start the process again and choose parents that are able to continue. But the soul loves you and Randy for giving it this little head start, and wishes that neither one of you feel guilt. It is an opportunity for growth for the individual. There is sadness there that because she loves you so much. She wishes she could have been with you, but she has had tried with you before and loves you very much. And she will go and seek another opportunity now with more experience and more grounding. And she will always love you and thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Jan in Rye, New York. And I'm just translating her email to me in the language that is simple. She's living in a bad situation and feels trapped. And she moved into a home or an apartment with two men. nails, and her experience is that she thought they were friends and they were abusive. And she really wants to move, and she doesn't have the money to do it. And a lot of people get stuck in situations where money becomes the missing link for them to make the next step. And yet the situation can be so oppressive that accessing their ability to create money becomes effective, difficult, okay? What would you recommend?
Thank you. There are many situations, individual situations, of people in the area, someone that wishes their house to be taken care of while they're gone, or someone who wishes someone to help them out with some chores during the day, and is willing, has an extra room, and is willing to provide a space in return for doing some extra things. You have an idea of what you would like to move into, and there is not enough money right now to do that. But if you would look up the potentials that exist for people that need help, someone that needs someone to turn off the lights at night and be a bit of a caretaker for a while, there is other opportunities. We don't wish to lay that out as something for you to do, but only to extend your viewpoint to see if there is some other opportunity that you can then move into. There may be someone else looking for a roommate that could share. We suggest opening the shutter of your focus on your area and surroundings wider. Just not to jump at something, but to see possibilities.
I would suggest that, and I suggest this to anybody that feels in a trapped situation in their home. Do not try to look for the escape from the trap in your home. Go somewhere else. Go to Starbucks, read the newspaper, sit in your car, make phone calls. But do it outside of your home. Because this is my experience. Now, maybe someone else is different. But when you're in that situation, the trap is on you while you're looking. And so you have to, like, move your body out of the energy of the situation and look for something, not when you're in the situation. Because it's a lot harder. And if you have any comments on my comments, so we'll go to the next question. We have a question here from... Let's see. Wendy. People are going through trying to figure out their personal lives right now. And Wendy met a guy in an online music chat room where she could play her guitar and sing to others, and they could play for me. Someone in the chat room kept trying to add me as a friend. When I asked him who he was and why he was trying to add me, he wouldn't answer. So I didn't add him. But by mistake, I pressed enter just at the very moment this person sent the friend request. He was now on my friends list. He finally started talking to me, and I soon realized that he was intellectually challenged. He liked me because he likes to hear girls sing. We began to chat regularly. He confided in me that he was in a bad situation at home. His parents drinking, his father hitting him. I encouraged him to tell his counselor what was going on and asked about getting a group home, which he did, and he moved out of his parents' home. We've been talking at least once a day, every day since, and he's become very dear to me. We love each other as a nephew and an aunt, and I have his permission to ask you about him. My question is helping Jason one of the reasons I'm here? And did Jason and I know each other in a past life? And, of course, since Jason gave us permission, if you have a comment to Jason, feel free to do it. Wendy Joy, Montreal, Canada.
Thank you. You have as part of your reason to be here, a great love for others and helping others. And so it is part of what brings you fulfillment to bring advancement and love and caring into another's life. Give us a moment. We suggest that you, within your own framework, write out your goals for a relationship. Simply, without considering anything already in your life, to sit and write what your goals are for a relationship. We see that the relationship that you have developed is very important, and it is fulfilling. It is your own destiny, your own desire, what it is that you wish of your own free will. We suggest getting more information and separating out your goals for different areas of your life so that you look at them clearly and cleanly without crossing one goal in one area with another goal in another area. We do not make a relationship judgment here. If it fits, if when you look at everything and it fits, then you will sense that you will know what it is that you wish to do. And we feel the love of your friend, and we send him love back also.
Bonnie in Corona makes a comment where she had listened to our last Sunday grid healing. You know, every Sunday we do a planetary healing session. And oftentimes people put things in the light, either silently or we have a healing list. And she had Sunday, our healing list on Sundays is getting bigger and bigger, and we didn't have time to really read the whole thing, so I just read everyone's, I read a few of them, and then I read people's names and just asked that our sources pay attention. And so Bonnie says, Wynn couldn't read the details of my request, but read my name out loud with the others on the list. It wasn't until the call had ended that I realized that Ra'an spoke of my parents, who I put in the light. This is through when Terry did her channeling session, without having to hear my request out loud. And that was extraordinarily special to Bonnie. And, you know, we have so many things that happen on that Sunday call that if you haven't taken advantage of it, if you're listening today, you know, our Sunday call is our most popular call. And so many, when I say things happen, I mean people go through shifts. It's the call where we create a group energy, and that our sources are part of the group energy. And then we aim that group energy at different situations for transformation and healing. And it works. So check it out. So Bonnie is saying last year she had asked a question and was told that my invisible machine dream was a forgotten memory from a past life where I was marooned on a planet. I had been reincarnating back here along with some of my crew members ever since. It was said there was more to the story, much more, but that was not enough to digest at the time. So her question is, I would like to let go of what is hindering me, and I would like to heal whatever that incident was in the past so that I can be more free in this life. I'll paraphrase it. She's actually saying, I would like to know about who I was and what happened to us after we could not get our telekinetic ship working. Thank you for this opportunity, Bonnie Penners. Corona, go ahead.
Thank you. One of the things that we see is that you were a leader on the ship. You were responsible for much of the trip. And you were responsible for the other people. And you were, you felt that you could correct over the ones materials available to you in your plant to correct it. And therefore, your ship did not work properly and it had a broken part. It, in the landing, it separated two parts and it could not connect. And you have been carrying a certain amount of guilt. You need to let that guilt go. And that is what ties you to that incident, if you could have only got the ship working.
Thank you. And, last question, we're going to fit in here. It's 6:55, so we have to bring things to a close. But Dharmananda is still going through pain and in his, I believe, his hip. And let me just look here. I think it's his hip. And he just asks for any help. I'm still having a lot of pain in my hips and thighs, and I have been praying for a healing from you. Anything else you can do to help me heal?
Thank you. Part of the
something is with your muscles, and you need to reestablish some exercise, even if it is tightening and letting go. And you need to exercise the muscles so they get through the pain and they can build. We realize this is difficult, and we also send love and healing to the area.
Thank you. Bob Travers, please resubmit your question next week. That is a really good question, and it's something that I think the answer will help lots of people. And there are a couple of other questions. And remember that if I didn't ask your question today, that you can re-ask it. And, you know, I have to do a mix of questions. And, you know, if you notice, we ask every kind of question. From should I have a romance, or should I? How do I move from my apartment, or why am I guilty from the spaceship? Okay, we have no holds barred on questions, and it's just amazing the way all the questions are fielded with such wisdom and care. So don't feel silly to ask a question. Asking a question on our Wednesday call, many people have had amazing shifts in their life because, not just because of the answer to a question, but because they connected with the higher sources and made a deeper connection just by asking the question. So I have to vary the questions as to what's most relevant to the most people, what's most important to you personally, and what's going to increase the body of knowledge on our planet about various things that people wonder about and don't have a clue how to figure it out. So I thank you all. I made a mention today on the mailing about Marilyn's reading club. It's actually Intelligent Infinity Reading Club. It's just a way to create community. And if you're one of those people who feels out of it or disconnected, it might work for you. Try it one time and see if it helps you feel connected. Sometimes you have to defocus off of the dilemma, the pain, the alienation. Just defocus. And remember that you're not the only one. And when people come together, oftentimes they can create a sense of community and camaraderie that helps them heal all of the other stuff. So on that note, I thank Donna for doing high of the job, and I thank all of you, and I'm going to unmute, and I thank PBS. We'll see you Sunday.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you, Terry. Love to everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Elohim.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a wonderful Independence Day.
Thank you. Love
you. That's right. You. Happy Independence Day to everybody.
Yep. Happy 4th of July.
Same to you.
Happy 4th of July. And I should have some fireworks to play, huh?
Oh, yeah. This is me, the fireworks.
They wait for the big crowd, though.
Fireworks. Wait a second. Here we go. Are you ready? I think I got some fireworks.
Cool.
Wait a second. Come on. Well, here we go. Not very loud, was it? Hang on a second.
No.
Yeah, how are you? Here we go. Here we go.
That's cool.
Anyone wants to stay on the line, they can sing. What is the song? Oh, Say Can You See? All right. And the rest of you, we'll see you Sunday.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. See you Sunday. Bye.
Your conference Goodbye. Recording has stopped.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you.